Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm.
Are you going to talk now? Are you going to delight us?
I will try to be scintillating. Don't have high expectations.
That should be the pre-intro for all the episodes. The disclaimer.
We'll do what we can.
There will definitely be talking for 5 to 30 minutes.
Yes.
Expectation management is key. All right. Let's get this party started.
So I want to tell you about Baker Miller Pink.
I am intrigued. No, it sounds like military where they do the letters, but they talk, you know, Alpha Tango.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You've made up your own fabulous alphabets.
It's ironic because this does kind of have a military origin. Look at you.
Ooh. All right. Making connections.
Up until World War II, it was more common to see girls in light blue and boys in pink. I mean, we did this for a really long time. Yeah, I even saw a portrait from 1694. It's a young man. He looks like he's 9, 10. And he has on the most glorious pink outfit, pink jacket, pink top, pink pants, pink shoes. He's just a vision.
Yeah. Okay.
But then we hit World War II. Things were happening for some reason. Pink became a solidly feminine color.
Up until less than 100 years ago, boys were pink. Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's such an ingrained thing in our society now.
You know, you'd put your infant in a little dress, you know, like that little, because you needed to be able to get access to the diaper, right? And your girls were in your light blue, and that pink was considered a vibrant, electric, energetic color.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But then we made it feminine. And this has some ties to the Pacific Northwest, so it's super exciting. So, you know, with our gray skies, the long, dark winter, what better to soothe the soul than a ridiculously bright pink? Okay, and when I say bright pink, think Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. Ooh.
No, pink! Exclamation point. So, starting in the 1960s at the Naval Correctional Facility in Seattle, Dr. Alexander Schaus began looking into the possibility that color could affect emotional and hormonal changes. We were into this whole thing of, like, depending on the color, it's going to affect your mood, that sort of thing.
Like, we can be enraged like bulls that see red.
Exactly. And then, you know, if you go into a gray room, that's going to, like, dampen your mood, that sort of thing. Well,
I've heard that's why hospital green is hospital green.
Well, yes, but here's the funny thing. So by 1978, Schaus was experimenting on himself and his research assistant. They mixed 1 gallon of white latex paint and 1 pint of semi-gloss red paint. They called it P168. And they found, especially the graduate student, they found that, or the research assistant, excuse me, that this pink, looking at it, had an effect on their heart rate, pulse, and respiration. Okay, so especially after exercising. So side note, Schaus didn't notice any difference with looking at the pink unless he'd been working out. So, you know, he'd go and he'd lift some weights and he'd work out and he's all, and then he'd sit down and he'd look at the square of this P168 pink and his blood pressure was lower and his heart rate went lower and he felt calmer. So he's like, maybe I'm seeing something, but he was feeling a little skeptical. So
I was just wondering about confirmation bias, yes.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the problem with this P168 pink. He thought, well, let's take it a little farther. So he persuaded the facility directors, Baker and Miller, to paint some prison cells with P168. So it became Baker Miller pink because these two men were like, yeah, sure, why not? So they paint one cell this Pepto-Bismol pink, the whole cell, floor, ceiling, walls, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the other holding cell brown. Well, the Navy, you know, like your military police who were bringing people in, reported that within 15 minutes, cell inmates in the pink cells were more calm and they didn't have, quote, hostile or erratic behavior during their initial phase of confinement. So first 15 minutes, they were calm and the effect seemed to last 30 minutes after. So it was enough time to, okay, this guy comes in, he's really hopped up, we put him in the pink room for like 10-15 minutes and we take him out, and the 30 minutes it takes us to, like, fill out his paperwork and everything and get him processed, he was still pretty chill.
Huh.
Well, It's not a very large sample size.
That's what I was just thinking.
It's not super scientific, but this is the 70s.
Sure. The 70s were fast and loose with scientific data.
So everybody was like, Baker Miller Pink is the solution to everything. And so prisons, mental hospitals, juvenile detention, let's paint everything eye bleedingly pink.
I'm looking it up right now.
Take a look.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. That is very... I don't find this calming. There is a whole cell block, you guys. Think, you know, when you see the pictures of Alcatraz and you see whole two levels, whole long hall of cells in a second level. Imagine that in Pepto Pink.
It's neon pink. It's Barbie doll pink. It's just like, it's the pinkest of pinks. Well, okay, so let's not forget what the initial report said. It said initial phase.
Ah, okay.
So... prisons began to figure out that if it's not a small room and if it's over that 15 minutes, prisoners tended to slowly become more violent and disruptive in that Baker Miller Pink room than they were in bland rooms.
So there was a result and it was not what they expected then.
Well, it's conflicted because so they did a study in one of those juvenile halls. Okay, so if you had a teenager and they were acting up, right? And starting to swear and they're getting violent and they're getting agitated and you stuck them in the Baker...
Oh, like a timeout room?
Exactly. You stuck them in a small room with this pink for 10 to 15 minutes. It would chill them down and calm them a little bit. And then they could come out and they would be, you know, calmer. Now, my question is it because the pink was calming or is it like when we give people... who have attention problems, caffeine, like we overload the system?
I was just wondering if that novelty subdued them because we don't paint rooms pink.
Oh, no, we don't.
Generally speaking.
You're sitting in there like, I'm sitting inside a ball of cotton candy. When is Willy Wonka coming?
Yeah. Yeah. So the novelty perhaps was subduing because it was unexpected?
It could be. They don't really know. But here's the thing. There are some suggestions that colorblind people respond to Baker Miller Pink. But again, small group. We don't have a lot of... there's a lot of anecdotal and also a lot of self-reporting.
Yeah.
That seems to go on. And then also these things where one group will do a study and they're like, it's amazing. It solves the world's problems. And then the next group does it and they're going, eh.
Well, and then I wonder about the Clever Hans effect, whether like as the guards are putting them in the room, their physical, their body language is different. And so their behavior with the inmates is different.
Yeah.
And so are they skewing their own results?
It could be. And also when they kept inmates in those pink rooms for longer than that, you know, as time went on. they started scraping the paint off the walls. They were screaming, why am I in a baby girl's bedroom?
Oh,
like it made them.
It became nightmarish.
Well, no, that whole pink is feminine. And then you're taking what might be a hyper masculine kind of group and you're putting them in this pink room. It was offensive. Right. Mm. And so, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, there is a Swiss psychologist, Dr. Daniela Spath, who did some experiments. And this is more closer to now. She's done experiments with a cooler shade of pink and found that that does work a little bit better. That this bright pink is maybe a little much.
Yeah. Interesting.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that I didn't like is okay, so you've got a brown room and a pink. But what if we tried a blue or a yellow or a green? I mean, we have done color studies and we're like, you know, yellow tends to make people feel more cheerful. But you were saying when you go into a hospital and it's that weird gray green. I mean, honestly, that makes me more nervous because it feels very institutionalized because you just bought, you know, 5,000 gallons of paint and you painted everything the same color. So
yeah. And now it's a visual cue because we know what happens in hospitals.
Right. Exactly. This is the bad color.
Yes. The color studies are very interesting, but I do feel like it's a challenging study to get an accurate, to get the result that's true, not what you're hoping.
Yes. And I don't know. It seems to work at least in a limited capacity. If you want to paint a closet Baker Miller pink when you're feeling a little hyped up and go in there, just make sure you set your timer for 15 minutes because anything past that, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. Maybe this is sort of like a weighted blanket that initially feels good. And then you feel like you're suffocating.
And then you're like, I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah. Yeah. It pushes you right over the top. I will not be rushing out to buy myself a gallon of Baker Miller Pink, guys. It's not my personal style.
You know, now here's something. What if we got sweatshirts and then, you know, can you just take the calm with you?
I think it would need to be a t-shirt so that I could take the sweatshirt off and experiencing it for a little while. And then put the sweatshirt back on.
You'd be using it on other people. Is that your power move at a meeting? You know, you get up in front of all of them and you're like, ba-ba, in your pink shirt and your pink pants. And they're all, wow, take all our money.
You know the lady in Harry Potter?
Oh, my God.
That is exactly who does that.
Oh, no.
Do you suppose that the Harry Potter filming crew knew about Baker Miller Pink?
Oh, no. What was her name? Like Dolores Umbridge with her cats?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to Google that real quick. Baker Miller Pink Umbridge. There's not a bunch of stuff. No, I was sort of hoping that the internet was like, yes, we totally made her outfit this color on purpose because it's an aggressive color.
See, so like you just said, an aggressive color back to the time when boys were wearing pink because it was really intense.
True. I got so distracted. I forgot that this is where we started.
Right. We circled all the way back. It's like a comedy routine.
Yeah. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And of course, you can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk or on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.